to item 21, our director's report, and I will turn it over to Mr. Weiss.
Thank you. Last month, I reported on the work that began on the Highway 1 Auxiliary Lanes and Bus on Shoulder project between Bay Avenue, Porter Street, and State Park Drive interchanges that includes the construction of a bicycle and pedestrian overcrossing at Mar Vista Drive and replacement of the Capitola Avenue overcrossing at Highway 1. As Chair Brown alluded to, the work to construct the new Capitola Avenue overcrossing will require a 24-hour full closure of Highway 1 for crews to safely demolish the existing overcrossing and haul away materials. This closure was postponed from the previous scheduled dates at the end of last month because of rain and will now take place this weekend. The full closure of Highway 1 will take place from, again, Saturday, April 6th, at 7 p.m. through Sunday, April 7th at 7 p.m. between Bay Avenue, Porter Street, and Park Avenue interchanges. Signs with detour information will be in place to direct drivers, but we encourage drivers to seek alternate routes. I'd like to provide a brief update on segment 5 of our Monterey Bay Sanctuary Scenic Trail Network. This project proposes to construct 7.5 miles of the trail spine between Wilder Ranch and Davenport. The scope of this project includes a new multi-use paved path with striping, unpaved shoulders, and paved parking lots at Davenport and Panther Yellow Bank beaches. The project also includes a bicycle and pedestrian overcrossing at Highway 1 at Panther Yellow Bank Beach. RTC staff, in coordination with the Federal Highway Administration Central Lands Division, is implementing this project. We were awarded 2 grants for the project. The funding for construction of the trail and parking lots includes $33 million in federal funds and $8 million in Measure D funds. The project was advertised for construction by the Federal Highway Administration with an engineer's estimate of $32.6 million. 4 bids were received on March 26, with the low bid being just under $32 million. Although there is sufficient funding to build the trail and parking lot projects based on the construction bids received, the Federal Highway Administration Central Federal Lands Division, in coordination with RTC, is working to identify funding for the project mitigation prior to awarding the contract. The Federal Highway Administration recently received updated cost estimates for the environmental mitigation required to construct the project. That estimate exceeds the available funds by $8 to $9 million. Staff will return to RTC with an update on the project's award at the next RTC meeting. Also regarding the rail trail, we've withdrawn item 23 on the segment 10 and 11 environmental review from today's agenda. We need a little more time to work through this issue. Our intent is to bring to you at our April 18th TPW meeting an item that is focused on the scope and funding of this project to be followed by an item on the environmental review at our May 2nd meeting. There are a few staff announcements I'd like to share with you. First, we're pleased to welcome 2 new staff members, Johnny Esteban and Max Friedman, both who started on March 19th as transportation planners. Johnny, I think Johnny's here. Go ahead and stand up, wave. Johnny has a bachelor's degree in civil engineering from Seattle University and a master's degree in energy engineering, specializing in energy management of transport systems from the Barcelona School of Industry and Engineering. He recently worked as a postgraduate research intern at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, where he conducted research related to micromobility services and on-demand transit's ability to address social equity barriers and improve accessibility for disadvantaged communities. Max? Max is a recent graduate of the Masters of Urban and Regional Planning program at San Jose State University. While pursuing his master's degree, he worked at the San Jose Department of Transportation, assisting in acquiring state, federal and regional grants and managing grant funded projects. I'd also like to recognize Deputy Director Luis Mendez, who recently celebrated a milestone 30-year anniversary working at RTC. Over the past 30 years, Luis has earned the respect and admiration of commissioners, colleagues, and community members for his professionalism, dedication, understanding, cooperation, work ethic, and enthusiasm to improve transportation in Santa Cruz County. Luis is on vacation today, but I'd like to bring a resolution of appreciation for his years of service to RTC at the next meeting so we can give him his well-earned recognition when he's here with us. That concludes my report.
That's great. Thank you. Welcome, Johnny and Max. Congratulations, Deputy Director Mendez. Any questions? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want, in regard to the item that's pulled today, there's a lot of concern about the grant being lost. Can you say, I do not get the feedback that it is going to be lost. Can you say yes or no? But was this delay going to jeopardize the grant?
So the issue is getting the allocation from the California Transportation Commission, and I have some familiarity with that. I guess I would note that at the June meeting at the last year at the California Transportation Commission, they approved 18 time extensions for active transportation program projects, and that is just one program. There are many other time extensions on their agenda. It's not something the commission wants to see, but I do not envision a short time extension jeopardizing this project. And certainly it's the commission's discretion, but I think everybody wants this project to succeed, and a little more time to have a little more discussion is not going to kill the project.
Any other questions? Okay, we will take public comment on the director's.
One lingering question on this. So item, you mentioned, Executive Director, that segment five is seeing some significant potential cost increases for environmental mitigation. And you said up to $8 million. I'm just curious what that's from. Do we have any information, or does anyone on staff have information about that? I mean, other segments we're talking about tree removal, but segment five is largely through farmland and along the coast. So I don't anticipate that pretty by the issue.
Yeah, you're right. Good morning, Commissioner Koenig, Grace Blakeslee of your staff. On the North Coast, it's largely impacts for riparian areas that we've had into red-legged frog, which is a federally protected species that we'll be mitigating for. We have an excellent partnership with state parks to do incredible restoration of some of the fallow farmlands on the northern portion of the project and to achieve some of their restoration goals as part of the mitigation.
Great. Thank you for that information.
So we still have one more public comment. Let's finish the public comment, and then I'll bring it back to directors for additional questions and comments.